Let's say, Samantha, you're at the Subway. You're buying my favorite sub, which is the cold cut combo. What are you getting on it?
Well, first of all, ew.
It's not ew. It's basic and simple. Yum.
That says so much about you.
It does not. It just means I'm no fuss and no muss.
Okay. All right. Okay. If I was getting your very simplistic cold cut combo,
yeah,
I would put onions, pickles, olives, and some mayo and some mustard.
Okay. So I agree with most of that. Maybe not the olives because that's nasty and that's you. But yes, mayonnaise and mustard, right? Because you need the condiments to just top it, take it right over the top.
Yes,
you do. What do you do when the Subway artist says, "I'm sorry, ma'am, we've discontinued mustard"? How do you keep that straight face?
"I'm sorry, where am I?"
I'm like, "Pardon me? We discontinued mustard. Why? Why are we just, why?"
Was there an excuse? Like, was there a reason? Like,
no reason, no excuse. No? But he did offer a bit of solace in the fact that they also have discontinued ketchup. And that's to make me feel better?
That's the least used condiment at the Subway.
If it's even a used condiment at the Subway. Exactly. Well, you got ketchup, but not the mustard. Because you know what all that does now? God. It just means that when I get home, I have to go to my fridge. I have to use my mustard. And I have to dress my sub.
You've now become the Subway artist.
Totally become the Subway artist. And the last time I checked, that's not my job.
That isn't your
job. My job is to go in, get the sub, take it home and eat.
Yes. There should be no work between that and that.
There should, or I should get 5% off for having to do part of the job.
Oh.
Right? Because guess what? Now you're really not getting a tip now.
Now you're no.
Really not, right?
Done.
Don't you dare discontinue the mustard.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha, I got a bit of a stubborn cough developing. Hey, it's starting about here, halfway up. Like, if I was a dude, where my Adam's apple is.
Oh, dear.
Sometimes I think women should have an Adam's apple because it helps us explain a lot of things. Like, where is your sore throat? Where my Adam's apple is. Whereabouts do you feel shortness of breath? Where my Adam's apple is. Where's the fattest part of your double chin? Where my Adam's apple is.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Right? Well, it kind of explains a lot of things, right? You know exactly where I'm talking about. You totally know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So I'm just going to put this out here now. If I start coughing, I apologize to you and to everybody else.
Thanks for sharing.
Well, I need to, right?
Preparing.
What about you, right? You're having a sick day today.
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
You said you weren't feeling good.
I'm good, Lisa.
I'm sharing it. I'm sharing it.
I'm good. Hi. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Not everything needs to be shared, Lisa, because it's none of your fucking business.
Okay. Do you know this jingle?
Don't Kate Middleton me. That's not fair. Don't fucking Kate Middleton me. Bitch.
Fine.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry you got a sensitive tummy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
Back up the truck, sister.
Beep, beep, beep. Okay. Listen here. So I'm
such a bitch. How's your fucking week, loser?
Hey, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's been good, Samantha. I got some new cream for my these that I'm going to be starting today.
I can't wait.
Because guess what? It's a fungus and a bit of a yeast. I feel we've taken people on the journey. We might as well. We're close to going to get it cleared up, hopefully.
Yes, God.
Right? Unless it blisters, then it means my skin couldn't handle it. And then I'm going to have a scarred face.
A scar.
So I don't know. I have a pamphlet to read all about it after.
Oh, jeez.
All right. I got to learn all about it. Okay. Listen, this is what I was thinking today. So I wanted to reevaluate my diet situation, right?
Uh-huh.
But I felt, you know what? Lisa, you need to rethink your thought process on this, right? Because the first few weeks of your new diet have not been that successful, right? And then this was going to be my woohoo, look at me, not missing a beat, doing it perfectly. And then I just thought, you know what? With a week like this, with Easter and 4 days of a long weekend, it's not the right time. It's not the right time to diet. It's just not the best time to start.
Just imagine all the food you're going to miss out on by trying to diet.
That's why I've made the executive decision. Lisa and Lisa had a one-to-one, heart-to-heart. We've decided to postpone the diet for another week.
I'm so glad that you sat yourself down and had this one-on-one conversation about what you're going to do about your diet.
Lisa totally is in agreement.
Yes. And so thankful that Lisa and Lisa could agree on that.
Right? Yeah.
You know,
Easter treats.
Yes, Easter treats. All the friend chocolates.
Friend from work already brought Easter treats. She made this. You know how your mom makes that white chocolate stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So she made that, but she elevated it. You know what she added? Well, of course, those little mini eggs, which were delicious.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the Captain Crunch
in
the white chocolate. Who would have thought anything could make Captain Crunch better?
Wow, if you weren't diabetic before, you will be after eating that.
Wow, right? I am like, I don't need the nuts, the bolt, the eggs, the Cheerio, the little bugly wickery thing. I will just take all the Captain Crunch and white chocolate, please.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was so good. You know, it's funny. Captain Crunch is the only cereal, the only thing we will as adults eat knowing that it's going to rip apart the roof of our mouth.
It hurts so bad.
But we do it, right?
Yeah. It's so weird.
We fight through the pain.
It has been around for ages.
But it's so good, right? And then it just made me remember how much I love it raw.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love raw Captain Crunch.
You love raw cereal.
I love raw cereal. That and Fruit Loops, right?
Oh my God.
My best snack ever.
And in case anybody didn't know, raw cereal is just cereal without milk.
Yeah, raw.
So it's unmilked.
Because it's unmilked because putting milk on it makes it like cooked, kind of.
It's not cooked.
In my mind, it makes it a cooked cereal. Right? That's what happens.
Oh, yeah, because the milk isn't warm and it's not boiling and it's, you know.
I know, but when it's not on, it's au naturel, which is raw.
Raw.
Right? Like when you walk around naked in your home, you're in the raw, au naturel, right? Not that I want to think of you.
That is a weird way to describe cereal. So let's just move past that, shall we? Because you're getting creepy about cereal.
Not creepy. I'm just saying, right?
It's been a while since you've been creepy. So I'm not surprised that it's
overdue,
you know, made its way into this one.
It's snuck its way in, hey? It's like the cat at the end of the bed. Meow, here I am. Weirdness. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Creepy.
Not that creepy.
Creepy as always, Lisa.
Not that creepy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. But, okay. So we must confess, we have posted on our TikTok about Kate.
Are we sensations?
We're not quite there yet.
We're not quite there. Damn. But,
we're surprised.
But we were pleasantly surprised.
Because on Friday when we were going out for dinner and both of us watched Kate Middleton or Princess Kate, because we got corrected on that a few times.
Right?
made her speech about the fact that, you know, she was telling everybody she had cancer and all that jazz. We made a TikTok saying we apologize that we on behalf of society, we are apologizing because you have now had to take time out of trying to feel better, sit on a bench and explain to the world that you have something that nobody has a right to know.
Because society sucks.
Because we suck.
Because we suck.
We decided to create an affair and the woman had a baby.
Right.
And all this just
we
nasty,
decided
nasty shit.
That your original message, which is, I hope to resume duties after Easter, which has not yet come.
No.
Was not good enough for us.
No.
And by us, I don't mean Lisa and Sam. I'm talking about the world of us.
I was thinking that maybe it was more serious and they didn't discover apparently the cancer until after.
Right. My concern was that she was sicker than what we knew.
Yeah. Yeah. So to the world, we are now a little more In your face. We have like over 27,000 people who have viewed it.
Very interesting. A lot of them had comments about it.
Very interesting comments. Some were like, congratulations, you know, thank you. You've what a great apology. Some were like, it's not Kate Middleton. Actually, I was listening to the news. The UK calls her Kate Middleton.
They call her Kate Middleton. They call her Kate Middleton because that's how she's known, because when she got involved with the royal family, she was Kate Middleton. When she married the royal family, the Queen, on suggestion only, said, we maybe should think about calling her Catherine. Because, right, Kate is too common.
It is too common.
But when she was in university, this is what I was trying to explain to 27,000 people all weekend long. But when she was in university, she was Kate Middleton.
Middleton, yeah.
And that's when we knew her.
Yes.
Right.
So very interesting comments. Some were really rude.
I think you were getting to those ones before I was.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm not having any of that.
No.
So because, you know, that's TikTok for you.
We just promote for fun, right? But we felt bad, and we felt that it needed felt to bad. Be said.
And it was sincere, because I actually, when I watched it, all I thought was, God forbid that those kids now have to deal with that. And they're too small to deal with that.
Yep. And when I heard it, I actually felt like I had been kicked in the gut. Like, I felt like as though, oh my God, we suck. I talked to my boss today. This is the first time I'd seen her since that. And first thing she said is, she's like, I felt horrible when I heard the news. She wasn't jumping on any bandwagon or anything. Like, not everybody was, but we just felt horrible when we heard, knowing what the world was putting her through.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
I've heard that she was always going to come out and tell the world that it was actually a little more serious than anticipated.
I think she just wanted to do it on her time.
Yeah, but obviously. But
we didn't let that happen.
No, we did not, because we're awesome that way.
Because we're awesome. But I do have to mention one TikTok user that caught our attention, Samantha.
Yeah.
And we quite appreciate it. And we had a lot of chuckles over this. Right? And she told us, friends of the podcast, to shut up.
Shud up.
Shut up. And that is spelled S-H-U-D-D-U-P. Shut up.
Shut up.
And then it got us wondering, where does shut up live? What part of the world is shut up living in? Where does shut up? Where is shut up?
Where is shut up?
Where does he or she live? Where
does that language live in the United States? I'm going to guess. We're guessing it's the United States.
Okay, a lot of the comments were from the United States. Let's be honest, right?
But, you know, it could be from Canada. Like, what part of Canada would that come from?
Shut up. Right?
Sounds like
I get like STFU, like shut the, like, I get that, but
that's,
I was totally new to shut up.
And that's exactly how it was spelled.
Shut up. And then it got us talking for a long time about, hey, where does shut up live? If I want to go visit shut up, where do I go?
You know what, friends of the podcast, why don't you tell us where shut up lives?
Do you know where shut up lives?
If you've heard that, please tell us, where have you heard this?
Yeah. Like, hey, Lisa and Sam, it's Sally. I live here. Shut up lives here too. I hear it all the time. Oh, okay. Good to know. Thanks, Sally.
We just want to know what part of the world shut up comes from.
I want to know where shut up comes from.
Right? Shut up.
In my mind, I think I might know.
Oh
but
my God. What would be hilarious is if it came from Saskatchewan.
That would be the best, right? It comes from Saskatoon. What?
What?
Who invented such a great word and didn't tell us about it?
Shut up.
Right? Shut up.
It just, every time you say it, it just sounds more ridiculous.
Because it's not even, doesn't even sound, you can't even take that in an angry tone.
You can't.
It actually kind of makes you happy with laughter. Shut up. Okay. You shut up.
No,
actually,
shut
she
up.
Could. She could they shut up could live in Saskatoon, because actually it could sounds like us. No, you shut up.
I just don't think I would have spelled it that way.
Probably wouldn't have spelled it like that, right?
Oh, that was a good one.
I think
it
would be more in the pronunciation as opposed to the spelling.
Yeah.
Right?
Potentially.
Isn't that so funny?
Thank you, TikTok, forever giving us some gems.
Right? Forever giving us shut up. Right? So Thursday, Samantha, Thursday. There's no negativity. There's zero room for negativity on this. Zero room for sarcasm. Zero room for negativity. Not
Michelle
before we
will
get going.
Be there, right?
Yeah, we're all going to be.
Excellent. You'll have a buddy in baseball.
Okay. Blue Jays, let's play ball. That's what we're going to do.
And they're going to lose because that's what they
do. What did I just say? I just said that type of talk isn't appreciated. If you're going to be the fake fan, you need to be the fan.
Oh, too bad there wasn't popcorn and hot dogs.
Well, maybe one day, but not yet. It's just starting. Right, they're playing Tampa.
Tampa.
They have a 10-day road. They have 10-game road. They're away for 10 days.
Trip.
Thank
you. Were you looking for that word?
That was never going to come. It was never going to. That's what's happening to me in my 54th and a half year.
Yeah. It's like you have a thought. There's only half.
And then you rely on your best friend to know exactly where you're. I got you.
Trip.
But I'm like, trip, right? A 10-game road trip.
Okay, good.
Because our stadium's getting all redone, right? It's going to be pretty.
We got money for that?
Yeah, they got money. Oh, yeah. They got lots of money.
All right.
They just don't use it on players.
You know, the lucky thing is that we only have one baseball team in Canada.
That's why you got to be all in.
I don't have to be all in.
You got to be all in.
Why?
Why not?
It's Toronto.
Where's your loyalty?
It's Toronto.
I know, but still, I'm just saying.
Toronto.
I watched a woman's NCAA basketball game last night.
Oh, yes.
Because their freshman center was making history. She made history with getting the most points for a freshman.
Yes, I saw that.
Right. So it piqued my interest enough to watch the game.
Ooh, look at you go.
She had a bad game.
Oh.
But imagine the stress, right? The anxiety. Yeah.
You had a bad game.
You missed a lot of shots. You forgot to jump up. And that's okay. Because you're really, really young. And you got 3 more years. But it piqued my interest the whole time.
Okay,
she had a tough game. I think she had a lot of pressure on her.
We should, speaking of baseball and live things, you know we have a baseball team here in Saskatoon.
Oh, yes, we do.
The Saskatoon Berries.
Right, the Saskatoon Berries. That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
It's a fucking berry.
It's an
with eyes and hands.
It's a piece of fruit. It's a piece of fruit, right? So bad.
It was voted on and picked. I know.
We can't go there.
It's a freaking cartoon berry.
Berry. A round, fat berry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really Saskatoon berry looks a lot like a blueberry. There's nothing distinguishing about it until you eat it and you're like, oh, that's Saskatoon. Other than that, it just looks like a round berry.
It is a little bit smaller than a blueberry, technically speaking.
Yeah, is the character a little bit smaller than a blueberry?
No, actually, right. I don't understand. I make fun of it. Though it does look funny.
It does seem odd.
You know, Lisa, if you're all into baseball, you could support local.
I could support local, right? We could go to games on Sundays. We could go and watch the Berries. Right? I just want to hear what the jingle is to that song.
I cannot wait.
Right.
Okay, but Thursday, woo-woo!
Woo-woo. Yeah.
Can't wait.
It'll be so much fun.
Yeah, that'll be great.
I hope that you can pull up your socks and have a positive attitude. That's what I'm hoping.
Me too. You know, I always hope for the best, right?
Hey, you know what? Since we're talking about things where we're hoping you have a better attitude, how's the hostage situation going?
The hostage situation is still a hostage situation.
It's still a hostage situation, which means, yes. Friends of the podcast, dun, 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 the TV that John Jamingo bought Sam is still boxed up. With no plan of coming unboxed yet.
Even though I've been told, you know, people have suggested that I should open the box in case it's broken.
It's fine. If you open it up, then it's not a hostage anymore. Then you're giving in to the demands, right? You gotta stay the course, Samantha.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so you know what? I had a thought the other day. Because we are dabbling in some AI ourselves.
We're just playing around with it.
Yeah. You know, to help us, you know, with parts of our podcast.
But now can you clear it up? Because now you make it sound like as though we're using AI about what we talk about.
No, we don't use it. It's for the back end stuff.
And like to promotional words to use.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not what we do
not
here.
This.
That's
not this. No. You can't AI this.
No.
Right.
But talking to AI is like talking to Lisa. So let me talk. You have to approach, this is what I realized. You have to approach AI very much the same way that you approach Lisa.
I think you're ridiculous.
You got to use very specific questions to get the answers or information that you want. And when I was playing around with it and figuring stuff out for like our last podcast and asking it questions and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like fucking talking to Lisa. I'm like, oh my God, AI is Lisa.
So AI you have to actually be specific. Is my clone. They've copied me.
They've copied you. You have to get specific. You have to like, give it keywords. Right? I'm like, oh my God.
That's
awesome. This is horrible.
That's awesome. Do you think I could sue AI for copying me?
I highly doubt it.
Because that sounds like everybody wants to be like Lisa. I get
yes,
that.
Yes. Everybody
AI
wants to
has
be like
just
you.
Jumped on that bandwagon. Right?
Because if you don't ask Lisa specific questions, you will never get to where you need to go.
No, you have to ask. You have to be specific.
Yes, you right? do.
Like if you ask, like it depends. Like what would be a question that you would get nowhere with from me?
How's your day?
How's your day? Good.
How are you feeling?
Fine. Mm-hmm. Right? If you say, hey, it sounds like you're getting a cold. Is your throat sore? Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's a little bit sore.
Better yet. Hey, I hear you coughing a lot. What's going on?
Then I might say, I might get a cold. Right, but but if you don't ask those things, if you're
you
just
gotta
generic,
dig, folks, you gotta dig.
You're just and that's generic.
What that's what you gotta do with the AI components in this world now with ChatGPT.
Hey? Right, that's probably why I got fed up with it, and I'm like, and I'm done.
Yes, because you're talking to you,
talking to me, right?
That's why you got fed up with it.
Fed up with
you're
it.
Talking to you,
talking to me. I'm like, and I'm over this.
I'm totally. So done with me.
So done with me. Right? Answer my damn question. Right?
And then you realize, oh my God, I stressed me out. I must stress other people out. Yes. Yes, you do.
But don't go changing to try and please me. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I gotta talk about this.
Oh.
This? Yes, I need to because he's making the circuits. He's on the talk shows right now, right? Ricky Martin. Uh-huh. He was on Kelly and Mark.
Well, he's in that new show, Pomerail.
Right. So now he's out and about. So there was a conversation in a magazine article that I read about him. I'm just going to read it as verbatim, Samantha.
Okay.
Okay. Ricky Martin once revealed he loves giving golden showers. He went on to say, I've done it before in the shower. It's like so sexy. You know, the temperature of your body and the shower water is very different. Hey, guess what?
Do you know what he's talking about?
Peeing. On you in the
person
shower.
Person that's with them.
I'm going to stick with water.
Why are you even reading? He said that back in like 2008.
I don't know. I just saw it today. I just saw it this week. And I'm like, ew, 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 ew.
You do realize that was on an episode of Sex and the City.
No, I don't because I don't watch trashy shows like that.
No.
That's where you and I differ. I don't watch that trashy show.
Well, for people who have watched Sex and the City, you know what scene I'm talking about. It was with a politician.
I don't know
that. Carrie Bradshaw.
And why was Ricky Martin commenting on it?
No, I'm just saying that it's been out in the world.
Okay, well, guess what I'm just saying, right?
Maybe he just felt like he needed to share the things that bring him joy.
Who needs...
Why are we talking
It's twofold. Number one, who needs to pee on someone? And number two, who wants to be peed on? Who wants it? I'm trying to get clean in the shower.
This is true.
First off, I prefer just to be by myself in there getting clean, let alone. And that's fine, right? So you have a guest, whatever. Why? What makes you think I want you to pee on me?
You know what, Lisa?
Where did we go wrong in this conversation to make you think, hey, I bet you she wants to be peed on? I never want to be peed on.
I didn't say that you did.
You seem to be defending it.
No, I'm not defending it. It was an old, old quote.
Well, it just popped. It just reared its ugly head.
Dug up.
I found it.
Dug up.
And I needed to talk about it.
That poor man is probably going to regret that quote.
Right? So he should.
And I just brought up Sex and the City because it actually was on a show.
You want people peeing on you?
No, right. But I'm just saying that it's out there in the world.
And that's like in the deep, dark web. That's not where I surf.
No.
I don't surf in a shower that people pee on. Doesn't seem very clean.
No, it doesn't seem very clean.
I'm just going to stick with water. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. Right. I'm so glad you brought it up.
Right? I'm just going to stick with water in my shower.
Fucking awkward. Oh my God. All right, Lisa. Again, oh my God, second creepy moment. There we go.
Too funny, right? This is creepy, 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 right? Okay, so my next point's not creepy. It's just something I'm shaking my head at.
Okay.
Yesterday, Mike treated us to A&W.
You're eating out a lot.
We haven't eaten out really much for 20 years.
Now you're making up for it.
We seem to be making up for it. So we went to the A&W.
Okay.
He ordered like a double teen burger. Uh-huh. I ordered a single matzo burger. And we each ordered, it was a combo, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
$40. $40.
Oh my God. God.
And you know, at the A&W, I feel like I'm bitching about fast food, but guess what? I'm bitching about fast food. You know what the A&W has done with their onion rings?
What?
What made them so delicious was all that salty stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Sheila's favorite spice.
Yeah.
Lowry's seasoning salt. They're not using it now. So the batter's still the same.
Yeah.
But there's no taste to it.
Oh.
Right? And those 7 onion rings, because they put them in this little trendy little container.
Yep.
They're $5.99.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Shit.
Right.
You can't even eat a burger anymore.
Shake my head at A&W. Highway robbery.
That is nasty.
Lovely couple just want to go have a little Sunday lunch at the A&W.
Sunday lunch.
And then they get gouged. They get gouged.
That is a little excessive for A&W.
A little excessive for a lunch, eh?
It is.
And then all that means is that then, you know what? Then you wait like a long time before we have another treat.
True. So
that was an expensive treat.
You didn't have the A&W coupon, hey?
Didn't have the coupon.
There was coupons that came out.
We're coupon people now, hey? We didn't used to be. Now we're coupon people.
I think in this world, I think we're all about to become coupon people.
I know. But here's the thing. If you do the drive-through and you say, I have the coupon, you don't got to show the coupon.
Oh.
You go inside. Everybody was showing their coupon.
Oh, I see.
I think they take them. The drive-through, okay. They don't care.
They don't give a hoot.
They don't care. You said the magic word. I have a coupon. That's all they care about.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh my God. That's a good, I shake my head. It is. Don't get me started. Fast food's bad.
Don't get me started on the roll up to rim.
No.
Right? Nothing. Nothing.
It's not exciting anymore when you have to only roll up on a phone.
It takes away all the fun.
It takes away all the fun.
Don't you remember when we used to work together and we'd save them all for you because you had like the magic strong fingers and you could unroll them? Right?
Yeah. It was good.
Samantha. Yeah. Right? Some things don't need to change.
No. Well,
no.
I guess.
No, right? There's a reason I hate change, and it's because of all the changes. There's not many changes that have been that advantageous in my life. That's why I regret change.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Tim Hortons, she regrets your change.
I regret your change.
Okay. All right. Well, Ivan and I shake my head from last Friday when we went out for our dinner, as we do on a Friday.
What are you shaking your head at?
Well, I'm shaking my head at the fact that the mushrooms in my mushroom Neptune were so small that they shouldn't have bothered, because
that would be perfect.
They were like minuscule. I had to like dig to look for it. And don't get me wrong, the topping that they have, which is always delicious and creamy cheese and whatever, it was fine. But when I go for mushrooms Neptune, I actually want to see a mushroom.
You want to see a mushroom.
Yeah. And these ones were so small, it wasn't even worth it. And all I thought was, I paid a lot of money for a button minuscule mushroom that barely existed.
Not even like a true belly button mushroom.
No.
It was smaller than a belly button.
Yeah. Huh. And to be honest, it's getting expensive. Like everything. Like I was surprised at how busy places are, because I'm like, do we just save up or do we just think, well, we deserve it because we worked really hard this week.
Really, and
I'm
like, the last 5 days.
Don't get me wrong, we work hard and we deserve to treat ourselves. Yeah. But when you pay $51 for a meal.
Yeah. It's a little steep, eh?
I don't know.
I know. Times are tough.
It just makes you go, is this the place I need to spend my money?
Right.
Would I be happy with a burrito from Taco Bell? Oh, but those are expensive now too.
Those are expensive now too. So you might as well, you want shit food expense or good food expense? I guess that's your decision, right?
I guess so.
I guess that's where we're at. Okay. But here's something that's kind of funny. So the Gibsons, right? Lisa and Mike, we never watched any reality shows for like 20 years.
Excuse me. I just love that you had to explain that it was you, the Gibsons, Lisa and Mike.
Me and Lisa and Mike.
We know who you are.
I just feel like we're in our surname years. We go by the Gibsons. Okay. Right? Because we've been married almost 25 years. But we're not really Lisa and Mike anymore. We're just the Gibsons.
But the fact that you had to like remind us that it's Lisa and Mike.
In case you forget, Samantha, right? In case you forget. But we never really watched reality TV for a lot of years, hey?
Okay.
This year, American Idol, Masked Singer, Survivor, Deal or No Deal.
Oh, I tried watching that. Why are you watching it?
Why don't you like it?
It's horrible.
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, it's boring as shit.
Well, okay.
I'm like, I can't watch this.
Are you watching the right one? Like, you're not watching Survivor, right?
No, I'm watching the one with Rob.
With the briefcases?
Yeah.
But it's because the whole thing is still Deal or No Deal. Mm-mm. It's not bad. It's on tonight. I can't wait.
Really?
Yeah. And the Masked Singer?
They're still on an island, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it looks nicer because they actually have like amenities.
I think it's like a resort.
Okay. That's so they're not like in peril.
I don't think that. I think there's no peril happening at all. Right? Like when they go to the final thing to do the Deal or No Deal, they're in dress pants.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I think that they're showering and eating and the whole bit. Yeah.
That's why they're not losing weight and getting more buff.
Totally not.
Yeah.
Totally none of that.
Rob, what happened to you?
He got movies. He got movies. Right? Because he used to be Boston Rob was buff.
Buff.
Now Boston Rob's middle age with a belly and some movies. Right? Right? He can't. Poor man.
Is that why you and your husband are watching it? Because
it's relatable.
Like middle-aged people doing weird shit.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. But then explain why we're watching American Idol. But here's the thing with American Idol. Enough with the stories. Everybody's got a story.
Everyone has a story.
Right? We can all dig up a story. I don't need to hear it all the time.
Oh my God. Do you think that they're like fabricating the stories?
I think some are fabricated.
Oh, that's not very nice of you to say.
I'm saying it. I'm not going around spreading it. Well, I guess I am. But
how authentically are you into American Idol if you believe that the stories are not real?
Well, we're watching it every week.
That doesn't mean anything.
It means we're into it. We're watching.
You sit there in judgment of people's stories. Yeah,
of people's stories. And we go, I think, like, who cares about your story? Right? I get it. You got a story.
Are they finally to the point where they're like,
they're just going to Hollywood next week?
Oh my God, this process takes forever.
It's a long, long time, right? Ugh. I know. That's the problem with reality TV. It sucks you in for a long time. Oh, it's so much. So much.
Okay, but why The Masked Singer? Because no offense, I watched that with my family or my parents the other weekend.
We got watching it last year.
I didn't
last
get it.
Season, and we enjoy it. I don't know why. We don't know the singers. We can't guess the clues. We certainly don't know the young people that they talk about. I'm not sure what it is.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm cheering for the ugly sweater.
You have to explain to me, like, it's people in weird costumes
singing,
and they sing,
and then they talk with a muffled voice,
right?
Yeah,
and everyone's trying to guess who they are. Yeah.
Who are they?
But you never know who they are.
We never know. Well, 1 year I knew it was Daughtry because he sounds very
distinct.
That's only what I ever knew. I'm pretty sure the one guy, the ugly sweater, is the nicotine doll singer.
Yes,
I keep telling you that. Right? And that's all. That's all. Other than that, we never know.
Okay.
We don't know the clues. We don't know. And if they're young people, Mike and I are like, never heard of them.
When the judges
guess, we're like, never heard of them.
When my parents told me that they loved watching Masked Singer, and I'm like, oh my God. So does Lisa and Mike.
Totally.
Is this what happens?
This is what happens.
Couples all of a sudden start watching reality TV shows because it's reality or fake reality?
I guess. And it's interesting. It's something different.
How is watching someone in a weird costume?
Yeah, some are weird.
Interesting.
I don't know, because you're playing along, right? You think you know the clues. You're like, oh, okay. I think I know it, right? She sang for a president. Who sang for a president? Tons of people sang for a president.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then they do different theme nights. Like last week was Billy Joel week.
Yes, that's the one I saw.
Right. I'm just saying, it's kind of exciting.
Oh my God.
You got to try it.
No, not going to.
It's not that bad.
I stopped watching The Voice because I just got bored. It didn't change. Nothing changes. But The American Idol is very much the same shtick as well.
Exactly. The HHG is watching The Voice, American Idol, crying through it all.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, right? Because she's emotional that way.
Yes, she is.
She was watching curling last night, right? And the Canadian ladies won the world championship.
Yes.
And she messaged me. Are you crying? No, absolutely not. Apparently our girl was crying.
Oh, she was crying. Well, she's crying. A little closer to curling than both of us, I think.
She's very close to curling.
Yes, I think, right? She has more affinity for it.
Apparently, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Kind of funny, but good on the Canadian team for winning.
Go Team Holman.
The World Cup of curling.
It's not a cup, just a world championship. And way to not even know who they were.
I know.
Right. Yeah. Not a good
I don't
fan.
Like curling.
It's interesting. I like it. I find it interesting.
It's marginally interesting.
No, it's more than that. Sometimes you show your ignorance that way, hey?
No, I don't. I hate it for lots of personal reasons.
Oh, I like watching knitting. I like watching, I don't know, needlepoint. Right? Like, what the fuck, Samantha? Right?
If they tackled one another in curling, I might be interested.
Yeah, hurry hard.
Yeah, okay.
That's what they're doing, right? They're talking. There's lots going on.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, Lisa.
You need to pick an activity and glom onto it.
Glom?
Glom.
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 Got it.
I want you to glom onto it.
Fantastic. I'll do that right away.
Get on that.
Because you're sucked into all of the reality TV shows.
I watch them all and I watch the sports. I'm well-rounded that way.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Right?
Uh-huh. Put me in a crowd. I can have a conversation.
You don't think I can have a conversation?
Only if it's a Netflix special.
No, I think I can do more.
Or an Apple movie.
Nope.
I'm not talking about smart things. I'm just talking about those things. Right?
Oh, whatever. I got to talk to you about more important things than your weirdness about reality TV shows.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Lisa, are we still getting those 40-ounce cups for the lake?
Yes, we can still get them. I don't have – you misinterpret all the time, right? I make one comment and you misinterpret. Yes, we're still going to get them because they're going to hold wine.
So that we don't have to make as many trips.
Yes. My issue with the 40-ounce Stanley cup is the fact that people carry water in it. And then they think that, oh, look at me and my Stanley cup. It's a fucking cup, right? I get it. You drink water. That's all it's saying is that you drink water.
What did we ever do before a sippy cup? An adult, it's basically adult an adult cup. Sippy cup.
Right? You are at home with your adult sippy cup.
It's an adult sippy cup.
You could just have a glass at home.
No, but it keeps it cold.
Oh, it keeps it cold. 12 hours cold, 9 hours hot. Right? Right? It keeps it cold enough for it to be cold longer than we need it to be and yep. hot longer than we need it to be.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't understand what we did or why. I don't understand the obsession. I get it for the lake. I don't get it for anything else.
You know, the thing is like back in, well, because we talked about this before. We never worried about drinking water.
We didn't want to drink water. We didn't want to drink it.
We never took stuff with us. We didn't go to school with a water bottle. We didn't do stuff like that. And all of a sudden, yeah, like now kids don't go to school without all of the accoutrement.
Right? We didn't take a snack. We didn't take a water. Half the time we didn't take a spring coat. We didn't take our rubber boots.
You were lucky if you remembered lunch.
You were 6 years old. And if you didn't remember your own shit, chances are your mom was already at work and didn't care. Guess Sammy's going to have wet feet. Right? Guess you're not going to have your bologna sandwich today, Lisa. Nope. Right? Like they just didn't care.
No.
Right? There was no big backpacks. We went with nothing. We went with no bag in public school.
No. Did we go with
not in public school. High school, we had bags. Public school, no bags.
No bags.
Because there was no books.
No.
We didn't need to take anything. It was nothing provided for home. You.
Yeah.
Right? Here's your pencil and here's your notebook. And when you're done, lift up your desk and put it inside. That was how simple school was.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, okay. How did we, like, seriously, how did we survive without an adult sippy cup?
I don't know. How do and adults now it's not just, survive without
it's them? Gotten small and then it's gotten big and now it's really big.
And then it's fat and then it's skinny.
It's got a straw, doesn't have a straw.
It's got a handle, no handle. Like too many decisions, like as if I need to be fucking stressed out over deciding on a sippy cup.
And now it's an accessory. Now people are, they proudly display their Stanley cups.
Well, I told you, I just bought for the store in the summer. The Stanley cup has a fanny pack and you attach it around the Stanley.
Love it.
She's got her own little fanny pack. You can put your phone in it. You can put your bank card in it, a $5 bill in it. Your chapstick and probably some Kleenex. Right? So Stanley now has accessories. God.
I cannot wait.
Oh, it's going to drive me crazy.
It's going to be awesome.
Drive me crazy. Okay, I got a question for you since we're kind of talking summary stuff here.
All right.
Barbecue season, right? It's coming around the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that it's at all possible to elevate our hot dog game?
Of course. You're so basic with your hot dog shit.
I know. So what do we do? What do we do?
We start putting fancy shit on our hot dogs.
Like what's fancy? Like I don't want caviar on my hot dog. I don't want to get that fancy.
Like, I don't know. People put like pulled pork on top of a hot dog. And then they do like.
I'm not a fan of meat on meat. Right? Just not a fan of meat on meat. Just seems like a lot of meat.
It's like a lot of meat on meat. Yeah, I've got a dirty mind right now, so I'm gonna leave that there.
But it's also kind of that too, right? It's okay.
You know, sometimes you just need a hot dog with mustard and relish and a few some grilled onions and call it a day.
Needs that crunch, hey? That pop.
Arr.
Right? I don't know. I'm just looking forward to hot dogs.
I miss them. I haven't had a hot dog in a long time.
I want to have sauerkraut.
Ooh, sauerkraut's
right?
good.
Like good sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe we up our hot dog game and we go to like sausage. And you do sauerkraut and you do like Oktoberfest, like that type of mustard.
That's good stuff too.
That's pretty fancy.
Oh right? My God. And then like the crinkle cut fries with vinegar.
Right. All those
delish
things. That's where we're headed, Samantha.
We're gonna have a hot dog this summer.
We're gonna have a hot dog. We're gonna be hot dogging.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Hot dogs are in our future.
But we don't have to get fancy because we're simple. We're basic bitches. So it's okay.
Cold cut combo. Cold cut combo. Only place you can still get, right? You can still get bologna put on your sub.
Oh, right. Just simple, this is what, Lisa.
Mystery meat? Mystery meat? Oh, bologna. I recognize that one. Right? It's pretty bad when you recognize the bologna on the cold combo.
Yeah, that's not good. Right?
But no mustard. We've discontinued mustard.
Yes. Oh, right. So weird. So weird.
So weird.
Okay. So I, for whatever reason, decided to watch the Junos last night.
Oh, because you're that girl.
Yeah, because it was a snore fest.
I'm sure.
Ugh.
One day you'll learn.
Yeah, one day I'll learn. I don't know. I thought it would be okay. But Lisa, guess who I saw?
I heard.
Anne Murray was on the TV.
And she was so beautiful in her blue
She was blue delightful. Shirt. She was right. Funny. Because it was in Halifax, right? And that's her right. Stomping grounds that's in Nova Scotia. Ground. She looked good. She was hilarious. She presented the first award to a girl band called The Beaches.
Okay. She's beautiful.
She's delightful. She's still very much with it.
Right. And the beauty with Anne Murray, right? Like all people need to remember, right? Without Anne Murray, you know what? You know how it goes, right? There's no Celine Dion. There's no Shania Twain. There's no Nelly Furtado.
No.
There's no Jan Arden.
Nope.
The list goes on and on.
Yep.
Right? Even Cher thanked Anne Murray.
Oh.
Right. Hi, Cher.
Yeah. That's
big. Anne Murray was the first one to do the shows, the residencies. Mm-hmm. All people with a residency owe it to Anne Murray.
Because she did it first.
Yeah. And maybe like, who was that blue eyes? Frank Sinatra, probably. Mm,
yeah.
But I think Anne Murray was the first woman.
There you go. Right?
I know. But she's beautiful.
It was okay. It was all right.
When her day comes, that's going to be hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
May she live a long, long time.
I think she's still golfing up a storm, so I don't think she's going anywhere.
I think she's in good shape.
She's doing okay.
Yeah, I got a story I got to tell you.
Okay.
It's horrible. And here we go, friends of the podcast. I'm just going to put it out here right now. It may or may not be true. I don't know. I couldn't decipher.
Uh-huh.
Could be a true story. It might not be a true story. Okay. Uh-huh. I found it on the Facebook. It was a lady, right? And she had a pet snake. She had a 7-foot python.
Oh my God.
And the python wasn't feeling good. Mm. So it wasn't eating very much.
Uh-huh.
And I guess because she'd been with this python since its inception, right? Since it was just a little baby python, the python sometimes would sleep in bed with her.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Right? And be stretched out.
Uh-huh.
So she took the python to the vet and she said to the vet, I'm just concerned. He's not eating. He's not moving much. I feel that maybe he's getting old and I'm concerned. What can we do to help him? And the vet said, does he lie out like long beside you, like stretched out? And the lady's like, yeah, for sure. That's what he does. But he's not eating. The vet's like, he's not eating because he's not hungry right now. What he's doing while you sleep is he's determining how much space he needs to make because he's going to eat you. Right?
Oh my God.
So he is preparing to figure out how much room he needs to make in his snake body.
Uh-huh.
Because he's eyeing her up.
Because it's still a motherfucking snake.
Still a motherfucking snake. Still a motherfucking snake.
Oh my God.
Keep those fuckers in Africa.
Oh my God.
Wherever they live.
In reading that story, did she get rid of the python?
It didn't say.
Oh, what is she going to wait for it to start swallowing her?
I don't know. I think that it was going back into its home.
Oh. Oh.
Right?
People are dumb. Like animals, things that live in nature that eat people or
should
eat
not
large
be in your
things,
home.
That's not a pet.
They should never be in your home.
Not a pet.
Not a pet.
I keep seeing TikToks of people
with the gorilla.
People are making friends with black bears or brown bears. I don't know. I can't. It looked like a black bear. Yeah. People are making friends with raccoons. People are making friends with, like, you know, other big furry things they shouldn't be making friends with. And I'm like,
how about don't you dare?
They're in nature. They are an animal.
Yeah.
At some point, you could be hurt by it.
Their goal is to eat you and hurt you. Oh, that's what they live for. And you know my rule on snakes, right? There's no good excuse to have a snake.
Nope, there is no good excuse to
not
have a snake.
Not in the jungle, not in your bedroom, not in your house.
No. Oh. No thanks. No thanks.
That's so disgusting.
No thanks.
No thanks. There's a lady on TikTok and she loves the big silverback apes.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I've worked with them since birth. And she all snuggles up and he takes the food from her mouth. It's kind of almost sexual, which is creepy. And it's like, why you like this with a monkey?
Creepy number four.
Not Lisa creepy, her creepy. Right? Her creepy.
Oh my gosh, that is weird. So gross.
But like, fuck off snakes.
Like, snakes, no. Any kind of thing, no. Just stop. Just stop. What are you doing?
Just stop.
Just stop.
Stop.
Stop it.
Right? If they were meant to be your pet, they'd be a cat or a dog.
Yeah.
That's all.
Like, go away.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, but speaking of things in the wild... I love the fact that Kelly and Mark rat each other out about their various nocturnal habits.
Yes.
Because apparently Mark snores like crazy.
I don't know why she's not in another room.
I know. Well, I just don't think they're going to be that couple.
I don't think they are either.
No. But he's been promising to do several different things and he has not done anything.
None of them, hey?
And I'm like, dude, at some point she's going to hold your nose and
suffocate you. She's going to suffocate you. Right? Like, does he not have a mask?
No, I don't think he sleeps with a mask.
Get the mask.
He was only willing to try a nose strip the last time.
That's what I heard last time too. He was all excited about that.
Yeah. Gilman's like, yeah, get a nose strip. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to help.
I think he is past nose strips.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's not good.
But he's the kind of guy that can fall asleep wherever you are.
Well, they don't. Isn't the big joke that he has narcolepsy?
Yes, yes.
And he just like falls asleep. Sometimes I think I have that too.
Oh my God. And he's getting brutal with that game.
Oh, because he's vindictive.
He is. And he's been winning a lot lately.
Yeah, he has. So he's getting a big ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody people needs to
hammer him down.
Yeah. And Kelly is just like, can you just let him win? No.
I know. Just
not once, how we play.
Let somebody win. That's not, he's not that guy. He's not that guy. Okay. 50th anniversary of Little House on the Prairie.
I know.
Okay. So think of how old we are.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that show start when we were 4 and 5?
I don't know.
Because I feel like I watched it when I was 12.
We did, but it...
Did we not watch it in real life? We watched it in syndication?
I think we watched it in syndication.
Weird.
Yeah, because I'm 55, so I would have watched it. I wouldn't have watched it when I was 5.
Yeah, when it aired, my kid's sister wasn't even born yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I just remember watching it.
It was in the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it started in 74.
Yeah.
Or so, 73.
I remember coming home from school and wanting to watch an episode of Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
and that Laura that being and... like a weekly thing that we got to watch.
Yeah. Was it always after school?
No, it probably was after supper, maybe.
Probably after supper.
Yeah. I don't know, but I just remember watching it.
They're talking all about it, hey?
Mm-hmm.
And well, they have like all the people are showing up and they're having a big reunion.
Yeah, they had a huge reunion and apparently they did like a mock-up of the town. Oh, and they cool. have like a whole museum thing. And then what's her name? Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa Gilbert.
Melissa Gilbert has started a company where it's playing off of like Prairie and Prairie Girl and all that okay. kind of stuff too.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And her and Nellie actually grew up as really good friends.
Yeah, they don't hate each other.
They don't hate each other.
It was
right?
just a show, Lisa.
Yeah. And you remember, was it Charles Ingle, like the little boy?
Uh-huh.
He was kind of the hottie.
Uh-huh.
And then his brother also was on the show.
Yeah.
Didn't fare so well.
Oh, really?
He doesn't look that good.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to judge him. Child star gone ugly. Oh, well, I'm just saying. And his brother is really, really cute still.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, that's got to suck, hey? When you, like, right?
Yeah.
You got to feel bad. You got to feel bad for that. So I don't know. I want there to be a special or like Oprah interviews them or something exciting.
Oh, that would be nice.
Right? Like somebody do something.
Do you think people still like that kind of stuff though? Like, do you think they still like to watch like things like Little House on the Prairie?
No, like we would watch it because it reminds us of our youth.
Right? Like we grew up like
right?
that.
Right? Like I'll watch The Waltons if it's on because I like The Waltons.
I love The Waltons.
Right? But nope, they couldn't reboot The Waltons today because nobody cares.
Nobody would care. Everybody would be like, that's so backwards.
Right? Even though it's cool to see like a family in the Depression.
Yeah.
Right? And just surviving.
God, I love The Waltons too.
I did too. I love The Waltons. I like The Waltons better than Little House.
Yeah. Well, I like them equally.
Yeah. But I love The Waltons. Like, oh, good night, John boy. Right? Thought it was kind of cool.
Oh my God. We are showing our age.
Totally are.
Okay. But guys, if you want to connect with us, because, you know, we're fun that way, you can check us out on the socials, which means, you know, we've got Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have TikTok. And all you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam and boom, there he is.
Boom, there he is.
We do also have YouTube, which is just I Shake My Head, and it is the full recording of each episode ready to go. Watching us doing weird things. Lisa's wiping her nose.
Sorry.
I'm taking a drink of my drink. But it's the full episode. So if you want to watch us while we record, we do load it up to YouTube. We do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And we're also part of She Podcast Network, which is shepodcast.com/ishakemyhead. And you can watch us there, or really, guys, as long as you're subscribing and downloading, watch us on whatever
app that you want.
Use. Yep.
Right. We're there. We're in it to win it, Samantha.
We are in it to win it.
Shaking my head. I woke up on Saturday, kind of bored with TV, right? In the morning, flipping through. Here's my question. I shake my head at the fact that there's no cartoons on TV.
No.
Where did Saturday morning cartoons go? I get that I might not be a cartoon, even if it's not a cartoon that I would watch. There's no cartoon.
I think it's on kids' channels now. Like they don't have cartoons on the normal cable stuff.
Really?
Yep.
You and I are very like, we're clumpy. we're very like sniffy.
We're sniffy today.
We're trying to like hide our sniffiness, friends of the podcast. We'd like to take a 2-minute break so we can blow our nose. But we know that's not the right thing
I'm
to do.
I'm good.
Right. I'm good too. Right.
Sometimes when I laugh really hard, all of a sudden my nose starts to drip. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that we can make you laugh today, Samantha.
Well, thank God.
But it's just weird, hey, shaking my head. So now I have to go to I would have to go to like a cartoon channel.
Yeah, pretty much.
What if I didn't have cable?
You're screwed.
You're screwed. You get no cartoon.
No cartoons for you.
Seems weird. I shake my head a little bit at that. Didn't make a lot of sense on Saturday. I'm like, I'll just see what are the cool kids watching on cartoons these days? Beats me.
Nope. All you're seeing is Property Brothers.
Or some cooking shows. Some reruns of some sports highlights.
Right.
And the loop on the news, which is where I end up. Back to 251. I'll watch CBC News.
Yeah. No cartoons.
No cartoons. No cartoons. Shake my head.
I know. Well, you know what I watched over the weekend?
Oh.
I'm shaking my head at this particular remake of a classic.
Why did it?
Because not all remakes are horrible, right?
No, but most are.
This one, because it probably because it involves Patrick Swayze.
Oh,
you should not think that you can reproduce Roadhouse.
No, don't do it.
It is a Patrick Swayze classic. Totally. He was so darn cute in that movie. He was rough and tumble, but yet with a soft heart.
Yeah.
The premise was off. The fact that they had many shoot 'em out.
Okay.
Throwing people around.
Yeah.
Fighting like
too many,
moments.
Too many?
No, it was fine. I mean, you know, I don't, you know how much I like that shit, right?
I know you are actions, that girl.
I like action movies, but it didn't make sense.
Huh.
None of it made sense.
Really?
And And don't get me wrong, Jake Gyllenhaal without a shirt on.
Say
it's fine. It's fine.
Mama likes. Mama likes.
It's fine.
I heard that. I saw a picture of that and thought nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with that picture.
Boy, done good.
Yes, he buffed up for this one.
He certainly did.
But the character that really didn't make sense was the one played by the UFC fighter, Conor McGregor. Fighter.
Yep.
Conor McGregor. He was insane in this movie. And he didn't really, all he went around was, he just went around like saying weird phrases and beating people up.
I think that's what he does in real life.
It made no sense. And I get that, like, it's just, the premise was in Miami, in Florida, yep. In some tiny little town in Florida, and it just didn't make sense.
It was not working for you.
It wasn't working for me. And I'm like, I'm so disappointed.
But I'm not surprised.
I shake my head. Sometimes, yeah. Guys, you shouldn't remake stuff. I think there are moments when you can and it makes sense. Yeah. But this was not that moment.
They say that if
to
they
me,
ever...
To me, my personal opinion.
Right. Fair enough. Me, thanks for the clarification. They say that if somebody ever tempted to remake The Breakfast Club, shit would fly and heads would, like, the world would stop and go crazy.
Don't start.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you ever even think about it. Don't you dare.
You cannot recreate that.
Not that one. Not
it's
that one.
It's a classic. Not that it's one. It's a John Hughes classic.
Yeah, you can't. You can't touch
it. You can't recreate 16 Candles either.
Nope. Or Pretty in Pink or any of them.
No.
Leave them alone.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Okay.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I am going to solve your grocery shopping budget.
How is
I
that
got
happening?
You. Because there's a new way to shop for your grocery, Samantha, and it's called the 6-to-1 grocery shopping method. Helps you keep on track and save money. This is the premise, okay? I know, right? How exciting, right? Keep on track, save money. Keep on track, save money. Here's the premise, okay? You shop for 6 veggies, 5 fruits, 4 proteins, 3 starches, 2 sauces or spreads, and 1 fun thing. One fun thing.
Excellent.
Right? That's what you do. Keeps you on track and you save money.
Okay.
My question is, can you make substitutions? Like, say I don't want 6 veggies. I already know I don't want 6 veggies. I'd like 6 fun things. I'd like 5 spreads, 4 fruits, 3 starches, and I'll just go with 1 protein. And it can be wiener. Right?
I'm sorry. Like, you do realize that you don't have to follow this.
I'm saying it keeps you on track and helps you save money.
No, but you've already decided that this is not for you. You should just scrap it and, like, just do what you normally do, which is just buy every thing that you see.
I just like what I like.
Right?
Right? I just
you
like
buy
what
all
I like.
The snacks, you buy the muffins, you buy the banana bread.
Because I'm a baker. I baked my husband banana bread this weekend. Thank you very much. Right? Because I'm a baker like that. I bake now.
Yes, you bake now.
I bake now that we have a real oven and not an easy bake oven.
Right.
I bake.
You bake. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Best cake baker right here. Secret is adding milk.
Oh, I see.
All right. I'm just saying, can you make substitutions? Can you substitute things?
Like, if you're going to make substitutions, what's the point of doing this?
I don't like their order. I don't need 6 vegetables in my life.
Then, Lisa, don't follow it.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe they're onto something.
They are, but you would have to try it.
Well, why don't you try it?
No, I don't want to try it because I don't need to be told how to shop. I hate grocery shopping on a good day.
You want more than one fun thing?
Of course I do.
I know, right? That's the kicker. Is people
and then
more
I
than
eat it within
thing.
A day and a half and I no longer have fun things.
Then you have no longer fun. And that's why you don't get fun things. That's why you can't have fun things for the rest of the week.
Snacks are great. And then I have no snacks.
Then you have no snacks. And when you're wanting a snack, you got no snack to want.
I got no snacks.
That's how that goes, Samantha. Right? That's
sucks, Lisa.
I'm just saying, I'm always looking for new things to try.
Okay. All right.
That's all. That's all. Uh-huh.
I don't think this is for you. I'm just throwing it out there. Don't bother.
It's for me if I can make substitutions.
Then that's just called your own plan.
Well, I could still do the 6-5-4-3-2-1. This has to be changed up a little bit. It has to be Lisa-ized. Right?
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
10 fun things? A protein and a starch.
Right. Yes. A protein and a sauce. Yes. Right? That's all. Do I even care if I get a protein? I don't even care about the protein.
No, you don't.
Who cares about the protein?
Because really, you just want all fun things. So really, it should just be all fun things.
I just want the fun things.
Yeah.
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 Totally. Thanks, Samantha.
You don't need a plan, Lisa. You've already figured it out.
I got it right up here.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's helpful.
Uh-huh. That's how I roll these days.
Okay. So I was checking out TikTok the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I saw slip and slide hockey.
What is that? I've never heard of it.
Slide. Don't you know what a slip and slide is? Like kids slip and slide?
No.
You put water on it and then the kids shoot down it. Yeah. It was a gigantic piece of slip and slide and they were playing hockey. And they were slipping and sliding and attempting to play hockey.
In the winter?
No, this is a summer sport.
Oh, a summer sport. I got you. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it'll catch on like pickleball.
Maybe. Who knows, right? It could if it's summer.
I mean, it looked fun. People were falling down. And all I thought was there is no way that I would play that game. I do not need to fall down.
You'd break your ankle.
I'd break a for sure. Anybody over the age of 55, like you're breaking something.
Yeah. And we're at the age now that if we fall down, it's too hard to get back up.
It's too hard.
Right? Like you're going to call somebody to help me. Because even if I can get back up, I've already admitted defeat and I'm not getting back up, actually. I'm going to stay right here.
I'm staying right there.
Right here. That's what I'm doing. Interesting. Interesting. Well, maybe it'll become a summer thing.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see it when we're out and about in the summer.
You never know. I feel that spring is here. You know how I know this?
Why?
Mike and I were driving home from work. Two big ass snappy geese were out. Walking on the side of the road like they owned that fucker. And they're big, hey? They're big right now. The big old Canadian geese, right? Snappy geese.
Yeah.
Just two of them side by side, like the road is theirs. All down by the what is that? Is that the lake? The river? The river. Ocean? Lisa. I don't know.
It's a river. Right?
The water, by the water. Let's just call it water.
It's a river.
Okay. That's where they're at right now. What's with their attitude?
Canadian geese always have attitude.
Right? And how do they know to come back?
Because it gets warm. Because they know it's a migration pattern, right?
Like, I can't even get to work without using GPS. And they can get from Florida.
You didn't even know you were going over a body of water or a bridge. So right. Never mind.
For the last 3 years, 5 days a week. Right?
You didn't even notice.
Not even notice.
So it's okay.
Yeah. But yet they can get from Florida.
Yeah.
To Saskatoon with no GPS.
For sure.
No help from Surrey.
No.
Nobody helping them out.
No.
Weird. Weird. Let that just sink in. That blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah. I was out and about with my mother the other day and I saw a bunch of deer in one of the fields by the university.
Oh, okay.
We were wondering how they got there because there's a fence with barbed wire on top. And I'm like, maybe they jumped. Mom's like, I don't think they jumped that high.
That's a big jump.
I don't know how they got in then.
That's a big jump then, hey? That's a pretty big jump.
But everybody's trying to find a new home.
I know, right? Because they got spring fever, right? They got to move. They got to stretch their legs.
It is not nice outside. It's still freaking cold.
Next week, they say.
Yeah.
Next week. That's
about freaking time.
I know, right? It's like Mother Nature caught wind of the fact that we might give up our winter coats. And she's like, not so fast, bitches. Right? Good God.
I know. It's so strange.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So as always, as you check out your social media, you come across some weird stuff, right?
Totally.
So I came across a weird TikTok trend called Ozempic. Not Ozempic.
Oat.
Okay. As in oats. Zempic.
Okay.
And apparently people are jumping on the bandwagon and they're putting oats, water and lime, and they're blending it and they're drinking it.
Ooh.
And they say that they're getting the same results as if they were on Ozempic.
I don't know.
And I'm like, okay. So one, you're eating oats, raw oats.
A lot of fiber.
That's gotta hurt your gut.
And your bum.
Bum. And I'm like, and no offense, but oats and water and lime juice sound like a very odd combination of flavors.
But nothing about any of that would make me think I would lose weight.
No.
No. Nothing.
But apparently people are touting, I've lost 5.9 pounds. And I'm like. Yeah.
From the big shit you had. Right?
I'm like. And I'm just like, do we really believe this shit?
No, we don't believe this one.
Do we believe this?
Thumbs down. I don't believe this one.
Oh,
no. God. Nope. 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 We don't believe that one, Samantha.
And people got on us because we dared to talk about Kate Middleton. And people were like, oh, you're only doing it for the likes.
Yeah.
We did it because we felt bad.
Exactly. Right? Totally. Okay. Here's something for you. You have $1 million. Let's just say we finally won the lottery.
Oh, thank God.
You get your $1 million. Uh-huh. You can spend it on anything, but only on stuff that starts with your initial.
Oh.
What would you buy?
Salmon.
That's what you're going to buy with your $1 million? Salmon?
Oh, okay.
You have $1 million to spend.
Oh, I'm not. See, I thought food.
Well, it's a lot of salmon. Pretty fancy salmon.
What am I buying with $1 million that starts with an S?
What's extravagant that starts with an S?
I don't want to spend my $1 million.
You don't want to spend it?
No, but nothing that starts with an S. I can't even buy a home.
I don't know. I start with an L. I'm going to buy a lake. I'm going to buy a lake.
You're going to buy a lake?
I'm going to buy a lake.
Okay. I'm going to buy...
You could buy Spain.
I'm going to buy Spain. There you go. I'll buy Spain.
I don't know.
I doubt...
Whatever $1 million will get you in Spain.
Yeah, probably not a lot.
Really not a lot. But wouldn't that be kind of cool? I have $1 million to spend, but it can only be something that starts with the letter L.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to buy lamps. Fancy, fancy lamps. The fanciest lamps in the land.
I'm going to buy a sectional.
Oh, you've been wanting one, right? You've been wanting one. I'm going to buy... A lazy boy recliner.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to buy a Subaru. That would make my dad very happy.
Oh, nice, nice. I'm going to buy... I might be done buying.
Because there's nothing left that you want to buy with the letter L.
Just a lake?
A lake.
A lake and a lazy boy. I think I'd be pretty happy.
I might buy a suit.
You're going to buy a suit? You're not going to buy a suit. You're going to want a suit and it's going to go in your closet.
You're going to go in my closet.
And what am I going to say to you? Hi, how's your suit?
It's good.
Why you want a suit? Just like this conversation. What are you going to do with a suit? You got plans for a suit? Do you need a suit?
No, I don't.
What color would your suit be? You're just going to get a basic black suit?
No, probably blue.
Like navy blue?
Like a nice light blue or like
And what's your shoe look like?
Neutral.
Like a beige? You're going to buy a lovely tan shoe?
I'm going to buy a tan
shoe. To go with your light blue, your powder blue suit, Hillary Clinton? Pretty. You're so pretty.
You're so pretty.
You're so pretty.
You're so pretty.
Interesting. I'm not going to buy a neutral colored suit.
Yeah, you're weirdo.
Yeah, no suit. No suit.
Okay. Lisa.
Samantha.
I need us to discuss this. Let's find out how incompatible we are when it comes to junk food.
Oh my God, we're incompatible on everything. Why would this be any different?
Okay, let's play. Pick one chocolate bar, one chip, one potato. One pop.
One potato, one chip and one pop. And one a chocolate chip, bar.
One pop, one chocolate bar.
Okay, you go first and then I'll name mine.
Chocolate bar, Wonder Bar.
Chocolate bar, Jersey milk.
You're so basic.
Why are you Wonder Bar now instead of Eat More?
No, I love Wonder Bars.
Ew.
No, I like a good Eat More as well, though.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to choose. Potato chip, probably dill pickle.
Probably dill pickle. I would probably do, I like dill pickle, but you and I wouldn't be able to be compatible because then we'd have to share the bag and one of us licks their fingers too much and that would be upsetting to the other.
That's you.
I would do all dressed.
Okay. Pop, ginger ale.
Coke.
Hi.
But I probably wouldn't do a pop because I'm not going to finish a pop.
Because you'll never finish. You don't even finish the little baby ones.
No. When we had our root beer yesterday at the A&W, I'm like, all I want is a combo that doesn't have a pop. And they're like, but it's cheaper to get a pop. I understand that. But I just don't want the pop because I'm not going to finish the pop. But right. Sure, I'll take the pop. I had one sip of the pop. I'm good with the pop. Right? Because I don't finish.
They shouldn't ding you for not getting a pop.
I should not be dinged.
Yeah. And right. It is so expensive if you do your hamburger and fries separately.
Too expensive.
So horrible.
So you get the combo and I throw away my pop. Because I don't want this. I'm going to throw it away now. I'll leave it full here in the mug on the table. Because I didn't want the pop.
You didn't want the pop.
I just want the expensive burger and the expensive onion rings.
That didn't taste anything.
I didn't want my root beer to be, and it's this big, hey? It's the world's biggest cup. It's like a Stanley. It's like a glass Stanley. I feel like I don't need 40 ounces of root beer.
Yeah.
So we would, but I would take a Coke, but I wouldn't drink a Coke.
No, you wouldn't.
But I can do those little baby cans.
You don't even drink the baby cans.
But I try.
No, but you don't.
But I put in a solid effort.
No. Like, if there was a mini can to the mini can.
Mini can. Maybe. Like a mini, mini can.
A mini, mini can.
A mini, mini can. That's what I would love. Oh, my God. That would be so. And then again, it's like two swigs. It's like a shot glass. Perfect. Right? Actually, I would like a double shot because one shot wouldn't be enough. I'd like a double shot.
Yeah. If it was a double, it would totally be a double shot.
Yeah. Doot, doot. If everything I could drink could just be a double shot, except for a glass of wine. Full size. Everything else and a coffee full size. Anything else, all recreational drinks, just double shot.
Double shots.
Be wonderful. Uh-huh. That'd be so cool. That'd be so good.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, guys. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ishakemyhead@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. Send us an email. That'd be great.
Send us something.
Yeah. You know, we haven't had one for a while now.
Right. It's been a few weeks.
I was almost like, we're going to get flooded. Nope. We weren't.
No floods. TikTok floods, but no. I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam floods.
Yeah. And just remember, guys, you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
Awesome.
We want to thank John for putting together our episodes every week and playing around with the video and getting that ready for us to put on YouTube as well.
Thank you. And just an update that on Thursday, not only is it baseball season, I also start my fantasy league.
Oh, geez.
Let's go. Pick teams.
Did your husband know?
Yes. It's fine as long as it doesn't consume me.
Does he know that you joined three?
Not three. No, I'm not. No. It's fine as long as it doesn't consume me.
And it will.
But hopefully it won't.
Have you met you?
I do. I vaguely know me. Sometimes I'm caught off guard by me, though. Sometimes I'm surprised by me.
I know. And I don't understand why.
Right? Sometimes I'm like, oh, I didn't see that. Me didn't see that coming. Right? Yeah. All right, Samantha, anything else to add this week?
No, I'm all done now, Lisa.
Oh, you caught yourself, eh?
Yeah, I did.
All right, friends of the podcast, have a fantastic week. Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.